Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails going straight in jagged ways. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to be adding some black dice to the rest of these rolls because you are...
Because holy shit is why.
Holy shit, that's why.
What does it mean? Yeah, what does the black dice mean?
The black die are all bad.
Why are we adding... Yeah, do it. It's for everyone.
Well, because we were stripping human flesh and it got a little dark, so...
Yeah.
But now we have extra rations, so it's fine.
And now we
We also have...
We have the love of Farooza. We've created this Farooza altar, and we are protecting ourselves.
But we are blocking the passageway is the ultimate goal of
this. Exactly.
To be clear.
But also while leaving our mark.
Yeah.
Also
I just want you to know that with basic tools, with knives, maybe a hammer, if somebody's got one, a crowbar, whatever, you can strip these bodies. It's going to be grisly. You're going to be covered blood.
That's what the cloaks are for.
We are so going to blend in. We're covered in blood now.
My cloak is a vagina. I should be covered in blood.
Yes!
Yeah.
Iron labia. Truth again.
But all you will have succeeded in doing is just removing a whole bunch of bones and having these kind of just cast off piles of flesh and muscle and sinew.
Very nice.
Do you have any kind of technology which would allow you to then craft that into a solid object?
I have engineering skills. It's on my skills list.
I have artistic ability.
And I have a sewing kit.
And sealing wax. So like, you know, I carry that and, you know. Good. Wax and bones. Farooza, that's what she calls for.
Oh, I've got sealing wax and rope.
Sealing wax and rope.
Oh, I have sealing wax too. Yeah, we're good.
Great.
We're good.
Yeah, we got plenty of wax.
This takes you most of the day.
As it should.
We got to do it right.
Yeah, it's Sunday. We're worshiping Farooza. It's like, this is our
what
thing.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Sometime later... You have each eaten another ration by this point, because this is a labor-intensive task. You are here for some time.
I forgot to bring food.
Are you out of food?
There's so many vampires you can eat, honey. You're fine.
By this point, both Trippy and Delphi need to make an alignment choice. You are both switching to either evil or chaotic.
Chaotic.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have an entire party of chaotic characters. This is fine. Everything's fine here. You're going to be just fine.
Wait, do I have to be chaotic?
You are chaotic.
Already chaotic.
Where does it say that? Shit, I missed that.
Yeah. Your actions are fitting.
You're good.
Oh, I am?
What? I don't understand the problem here.
So you have succeeded in creating a fine mess of this room. It is now completely painted in blood. The blood is covering your hands, soaking into your flesh, soaking into your hair.
Wiping it into this cloak. I'm telling you.
You're keeping it.
You have...
Were there like makeup wipes in with the other makeup, like the vampire makeup?
Completely disemboweled all of these corpses. There's the pile of stinking entrails off to one side. You have witnessed the lunches that these poor vampire wannabes had shortly before you came in and slaughtered them.
They were serving Sloppy Joes in the commissary today.
And now there's Sloppy Joes over in that corner, ready for a second go.
Oh my god.
It's
we are true friends, Delphine. Pretty. I just want you to appreciate it.
I got you, Iron. I got you, Iron. Yeah, you
she
know.
Says this. We are true I friends, also, Delphine. I as she's like... holding a carving knife covered in blood and some bone.
As is the rest of her.
I have one of my items is like a flask. I think I'm gonna pull it out and offer each one of you like a sip. Of the flask, because I think we did a really good job today.
And we deserve it.
Yeah.
This episode of Hammer Crawl was directed by the Coen brothers.
I was thinking I should give you XP, but I'm not going to reward that. No. This is an interesting pivotal moment.
I learned a lot
moment.
By carving up these bodies, actually. I'm just saying, I learned a lot.
You're going to know that, like, because of how awesome my engineering skills are and, like, your art criticism, this bone structure is fucking rad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It looks amazing.
My primary goal was to make the passage impassable from the other side. Yeah. Is that the case? Because that was what we set out to
do. Yeah. And we had to help Delphine study for her A&P final. So you're gonna pass
for that motherfucker.
Yeah. And with the artistic ability, like I even like arranged some of the teeth. Like
you're good.
You know, yeah. And it's like really like mosaic-y, like with the sealing wax.
Oh,
like
we got this.
What you have done is you have created this field of viscera. In the entrance way to this passage.
Uh-huh. I think we should also piss on it and mark our territory. Like,
I'm down.
Oh!
We had pee somewhere.
We haven't done
well,
it
you've
yet.
Well, you've been down here for a long time. Yeah. We're not going to go through the minutiae of adventurer bathroom breaks.
Okay. We just need a live feed of Rachel's face.
It's a lot of mouth.
We
agape.
Are the wolves of Zeramund. We need to mark the territory.
You have succeeded in stripping the bodies. You have a nice pile of bones. You have succeeded in covering yourselves in blood, but without any kind of truly advanced magic or sealing abilities, you're not going to seal this passage just with bones and flesh.
We have rope and
a sewing kit.
Yeah. And sealing wax.
We have rope and
sealing wax.
Doesn't one of you have the hold portal spell?
No,
dude, we're level one.
Yeah, that's level one spell.
I have light and resist cold. And then I have that. Which is why it's so warm in this cloak.
That's not so much a spell as it is a coat.
Well, and I got
I don't think I have any spells.
And then I got my funny like charm that worked pretty damn well to people opposed to Feruza Bulk. You know?
Yeah. Oh, you did
the
great.
Elements. Yeah. That's what I got. I don't got anything else.
So it's not that sturdy a seal.
It's not that sturdy a seal.
But it's terrifying.
It's an altar to Feruza.
The vampires will see this and be like, we are fucking moving.
Exactly.
A level beyond what we signed
up
for.
It is significantly terrifying to any of the first level monsters that might have a morale save. Yes. They will probably see it and be like, fuck this. I didn't sign up for crazy people with knives. Do you wish to move further into the dungeon?
Yes, please. Can we move on?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Towards the sound of Dom and the cold. Let's move that way.
Ooh.
I feel that the goddess Feruza has blessed us.
Yeah,
sorry.
Feeling really blessed.
I'm over here getting excited at what Nathaniel rolled. That's all.
It doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good.
Wait a minute. That's a skull.
I see a skull.
There's some not
like an axe
things.
And like a pair of high-heeled shoes.
I don't think that's what that is.
It's probably heels.
What are those?
I'm not wearing heels, by the way. That's not cool.
No. We're in Doc Martens, all of us.
Oh, it is 1997.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Doc Martens or Skechers or maybe some Airwalks.
No, it's
or
definitely
Etnies.
Docs. Like,
Docs. Yeah, Docs.
It's like the She-Wolf.
We know the crew we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She-Wolf way. Yeah.
I have knockoff Docs.
Oh, yeah. It's okay, Mountain.
You got to work your way up.
Yeah.
This is the initiation. This is the hazing.
Now, the passage you follow leads deeper. It doesn't, like, go further down. It just leads deeper into this dungeon. It takes a couple of twists, and then it finally opens up into a much larger traversal corridor. You see several rooms up ahead and behind you into either direction. It's this passage. You have basically made your way into the entrance foyer type area. You see signs pointing to different things written in vampiric. Does anybody have?
I have read magic. Is that?
Read magic is something that you can cast. Now, human magic users can cast it at will. Elves would have to spend a slot to do it. But you can. Would you like to cast that?
Can I ask a question? I mean, sure. This is Delphine's ex-lover. So do you recognize this room? That's the other thing. Do you speak vampiric? Like, are we somewhere you know?
I do not speak vampiric, but yes, I have been in this situation before, and I think we should go left.
I trust our Delphine.
I mean, if Malin wants to try to read, I'm cool with that, too.
We can try.
We have somebody in the know here. You should start there.
Like, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really wise.
Iron Labia the wise.
Iron Labia, yes.
First off, everybody immediately gets 1 XP because you have discovered a new room of the dungeon. Now, the contents of this room, as you stand here debating which way to go, again, you have, there's actually a room dead in front of you. It's got some writing, but you can't quite read it yet. There's a room to the right down the hall that you think might actually meet up with that secret passage that you sealed up, if it was carrying true. There's another room to the left down the hall on the one side. And then if you shine your torch around, you see that the shadows kind of reveal a few side openings as well. This larger hallway probably runs a major circuit through this area.
Yeah, I'm telling you, left.
What else? I've never been here before.
Each of these rooms has a sign written near it, kind of like it's in a, if you've ever been in, you know, a hotel, when you get home out of the elevator and there's a sign with a little arrow pointing that way and an arrow pointing that way that tell you what the rooms and what the locations are. However, none of you can read the language.
So read magic does not just apply to some other language.
Well, there's comprehend languages or there's read languages. However, read magic allows you to read magic writing.
Okay. Not just
this
like another
may or
language.
May not be magical writing. The vampiric tongue is, it's weird.
I have a skill that I'd like to put into place here.
What's your skill?
Local history.
Local
history? So I've seen this in a book at the library in our local history. And I believe that this text is like the lesser vampires' name tags for their rooms, you know? So anything with like a name tag, I think we should like really avoid. Like moving forward, this is like a common thing in our history is like the naming the door that they're like sleeping in.
Do all of them? I forget. Do all of them have name tags or just a couple?
Well, you haven't seen any name tags and your cloaks don't have name tags.
The doorways, the hallways, signs. Yeah.
Which you're saying, Delphine, are name tags.
Yeah, basically. I'm saying they're name tags.
It's just like this is like the left, Dracula's house.
To the left is Brad.
Yeah,
to
like
the
addresses.
Right is Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan's a dick.
Fucking Ryan. He's the worst vampire.
As you stand here debating this, you hear heavy metallic thumping, clanking footsteps.
No.
Is it a door?
Is it a door?
Belly dancers.
Yeah, we probably should.
Please there is nothing door. Within sight that is making the sound, but
pick
the sound is getting louder.
Let's please. Go in a door. Let's go left into Ryan's room.
Yes.
Left or right will take you down the
left.
Hallway.
Oh. Left. We're going left.
Left. Left. Going left.
Let's go forward. Let's move forward left.
Ba-doom. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing left. Let's do it.
Uh-oh. Shit.
ladies and gentlemen, our DM is opening the book Dark Dungeons and is rolling and is
going to
kill
look
us
good.
All.
Looking
possibly. For the wolves of Zeramus.
Looking contemplative and now disappointed, and he just flipped off the dice.
Wow. Was it dice?
This play-by-play is killing me. I love it so much, by the way, Poppy.
And he just counted to 4 and is smiling and is really angry at Poppy now. He is now pointing at me.
I love you.
I love you. to tell us about the left hallway. And
Heading down the left hallway, it branches off to different sides as other smaller hallways go out. From one of the hallways that you're just about to pass as you're making your way through this larger corridor, that clanking sound gets louder. And you turn and look and see two very large, half-ogre-sized individuals approaching you.
Dom?
They are wearing metal armor that looks to be heavy. They are currently shrouded in darkness. There's no light around except for the torch that we have.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets closer, you realize it's not Dom.
No!
They're moving single file, slowly.
Single file, interesting.
Moving down this hallway towards you.
Okay, guys, tunnel. Okay. We still are covered in blood. We're still in disguise. Let's just try to pretend we belong here.
I'll just walk by.
Yeah, like, we are fucking dumb. Let's do it.
The ogres are fucking dumb. We are headed. We know what we're doing. We're just going to look like we know what we're doing. You know, we're just going to pass them. Like, okay.
I have a skill of bluff that goes with my charisma.
Oh, yeah.
And my charisma is 14. Well, 13 plus 1.
Your charisma is 14?
Damn.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
And a bluff.
That makes sense.
My charisma is also 14.
Nice.
So charisma, yeah. And I also am, my one of my traits is sultry. So I feel like with my sultry yes, charisma.
And my pouting.
You're very sultry, soaked in blood.
My bluffing and pouting charisma.
That's some vampire shit.
Oh, that is some vampire shit. You're right.
Sultry, soaked in blood. Like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Stupid
I also think that we could trip them really easily with a concealed rope on the ground.
Whoa,
but
no.
At this point,
to set a concealed rope,
they're walking right toward you.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to act like we belong.
We're cool.
We're just heading down the hallway.
Just put the scrubs on, just walk right into the hospital. Yep. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
These two very large, half-ogre-sized, fully armored individuals step up. Mm-hmm. And as they get closer, you hear this. At first, you think it's a humming, but it sounds more like a growling or a groaning. It's muffled by the helmets that they're wearing. But once they come right up to you,
they're singing.
They are looming over you. All you hear, the sound coalesces into this. And they stop very unsteadily, come to a halt. One of them raises a hand up at Malin.
No.
It just raises a hand up, straight up. What do you do?
I high five him.
That's about right.
Shit.
It accepts your high five.
Yes!
Lowers its hand. The two in unison turn and stumble back the way you came and then make their way towards the exit.
Yeah! Gotcha.
Oh.
You have temporarily defeated the half-ogres, the zombie knights.
Oh my god. Defeated with a high five.
In doing so, each of you gains 4 XP.
Yeah!
Oh my god.
I got 9 XP now, motherfucker.
I got 10. Woo!
20 to get to level 2.
You need 20 to get to level 2.
Halfway there.
Yeah, buddy.
If I don't die.
Halfway there.
Good job, guys. I knew we could blend in. I was like really feeling it.
Well, you know your way around the dungeon.
Yeah. Well, that's another story.
What's next? Do you just keep going that way or do you want to go the way they came?
We got to find Dom.
We got to keep going down the hallway. We're keeping down the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
You keep eventually going down the hallway, and it concludes in a large open room that looks like a sort of a gathering chamber. It's very large. It's at least 50 by 60. There's a number of couches around.
Yeah, what's like the ceiling?
The ceiling has these old, tattered banners and drapes hanging from it, but it kind of has a not quite, but one of those pseudo dome structures that tapers out to four different corners of this room.
Are they having an SEA event?
More like the Sorting Hat Hall. Or
can we loot anything in the room?
Harry Potter. Like those banners hanging down that are all tattered and torn.
The Great Hall, I think it's called.
And you said with couches?
They're old, again, just the furniture in here has not been updated in some time. Ah. This is...
And there's no like sexy vampires laying on couches. I feel like that's what you're supposed to do in
Well, this is totally April. Like the lesser vampire hangout room. You know, the old furniture from different centuries. Like they just throw it down here.
It's a green room.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think we should try to like loot the room.
So you haven't gone in yet.
The
hallway ends at this room and you're looking beyond. And there are shadows moving in. But again, there's no light except for your torch. Now, my question is, due to the way that the hammer crawl mechanics work, is this is considered another room. Does the leader wish to move onward?
Yes, we're moving into the room.
Where else are we going to go?
I've been here before. This is looking... We're getting close, guys. I'm reassuring you.
TPK.
All right. Go ahead and mark off another unit of light from your torch.
Okay. We are onto the...
is it out then?
Yeah, the second one is out. I'm going to move on to a lantern.
So I have
I have both a hooded and a directed lantern, so I can do
either. So you're just going to do it?
Bullseye and hooded. Yeah, I'll just do it.
Because I just have firewood, so it's more serious.
Pretty serious.
Lantern, so it is.
Going in.
Yeah. Plus our like bloody faces look really good by lantern light.
Yes.
I'm just going to say that.
That's true.
Like, it's nice, we look lighting. Great.
All right. Okay, very good. Moving forward, you step into the room. Again, your torch is starting to reflect upon some shiny surfaces that actually gives an immense level of illumination to this room. That now that you are moving in and the light is catching around, the entirety of this vast chamber is decked out in mirrors, all angled around in a way that catch and reflect the light and give you suspect that even with a single candle, you could have a basic room level of functional light in this room.
Nice.
There's Except a number that. Of couches, a number of tables, and everything is sort of arranged in a large circle around a central fire pit.
Hmm.
The fire pit is about 10 feet diameter. There's, you look up, there is a chimney, an escape, a flue in the ceiling that will take any smoke that's coming out of it. Nothing is lit in the fireplace, and just a big old pile of ash. There are a number of exits from this room. There is a doorway to each of the cardinal directions. You came from the east, but there is a large matching doorway directly across, and another one to the north, and another one to the south. Those are closed. Yours was open when you came in.
Aww.
Now, the curious aspect of this room is, in a circular pattern around this fire pit, are 12 Doombay drums.
Mm. Oh, God.
It is 1997.
It's a drum circle, isn't it?
Next to most of them.
They're hippie vampires? I mean, it's
there's not a people. Skeleton.
They probably do devil sticks, too.
Oh.
There are two of them. There are two of them directly across from each other that do not have anybody at them. And they actually have very soft cushions sitting next to them. However, the other 10...
Don't be fooled! Cursed drums! Cursed drums!
The other 10 have skeletons.
Yeah!
That are... And these are bleach white skeletons sitting in a way that they are posed with their hands above the drums, ready to just go to town on some hippie beats.
Extremely cursed. Huh. Drums.
I have some abilities. I want to see if I could roll and see if these skeletons are dangerous like to us, or they're just like a hippie drum circle and they're like really peaceful.
Oh yeah, the skeletons. Who gives a fuck about
what
the drums?
What perception abilities are you talking about?
I have, you know, just like my thief perception abilities.
Okay. With your thiefy perception, I will give you for free.
And trap finding abilities.
With your thiefy
well.
Perception, I give you for free one fact.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Immediately. Others you'll have to explore and kind of get more hands-on.
Got it.
But one fact you notice is that the skeletons are not blocking the light or casting shadows.
No, bad. Not blocking the light. Wow, all right.
There, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, let's not go sit down on those chairs. Let's.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
Wait, so which door?
We've also had a lot of skeleton interaction today. I feel
seriously.
Like we really don't need any more skeleton interaction.
So north and south are closed, but west is open?
So we came in through the east.
Are any of the other
No,
ways?
The other doors are locked.
Oh, all three?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought it was
so,
the two.
But I think we should head south.
Oh.
I feel like that's the vampire's chambers.
Yeah, south.
Our south.
Okay. I'm cool with that. Yeah, but didn't you say you wanted to loot the room?
I did want to loot the room, but now I'm feeling like...
Weird with the skeletons.
Yeah, I'm feeling like the skeletons really, yeah.
This place off-putting. Looks like it was essentially decorated by the vampiric version of Home Goods. Like, all of the decorations here are just kitschy as fuck, but in this kind of... my great-grandma was a vampire in the antebellum days, and I just sort of adopted her stylings, and I never cleaned up or anything. So you have these strange plants that have clearly not been tended for some time that are just drooping with these leaves that have, like, peacock feathers behind them. And you've got these lamps that are not currently lit, and they're all oil-burning lamps that have to be manually ignited. All of them have, like, bangles and tassels hanging from them. Like, this is
gaudy.
Some really lame old school person's perception of what a spooky hangout room is supposed
to be. It's like the spooky version of the Cameo Cafe.
Yes.
But what do you guys want to do? I feel like...
Complete with like a tiny miniature carousel mounted on
table.
But it's a carousel with like Day of the Dead characters on it.
Skeletal horses. Yeah,
you so said there's cheesy. Lanterns, though. Are we cool on that? Do we want to steal one?
Like, you know, I want to not touch anything in this room personally. Like, yeah. I think we should try to move south and figure out how to open up the door.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Let's do it.
Like I said, cursed drums.
Yeah, cursed drums.
Sure. Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, what do y'all want to leave that alone?
Y'all want to like read magic or
something to find out like what it is?
I want to approach the door and find out. I want to see what I can do to open it. I want to figure out like
what's, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I want to take a look at the door heading south and see what we need to do.
Right now, you're still essentially like just outside the drum circle. In order to get anywhere in this room, you have to pass either through or around the circle because everything is oriented that that's like a major thoroughfare of the
around.
Room.
Around.
Yeah, we go around.
We go around the circle. Cursed drum circle, I'm going
cursed
around.
Cursed drum circle.
A cursed vampire bone drum circle, we are going around.
I mean, my cloak's pretty
Dom
big.
Dom is no longer present. I'm assuming you've just sort of filled in the marching order as such with
Delphine, we're still looking. We're
Serafina,
still looking.
Malwin, and Trippy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm second in line? Is that right?
You were third.
But now I'm second.
But now you're second.
Okay.
Minus the half ogre.
We miss you, Dom.
You really start missing Dom when you get closer to the drum circle and it suddenly springs to life.
Yeah! Yeah!
I know, guys! I go around!
The skeletons each almost mechanically and in rhythm start they start beating this rhythm on the drums.
It's like, yeah. Like Rain in Africa song, isn't it?
Because they don't want to work. They just want to bang on the drums all day.
No, I was thinking, what's the like Disney cartoon with the dancing skeletons?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Disney cartoon with the dancing skeletons. What
it's
one
like
is
Coco?
It?
Like Coco? It's called like the Spooky Symphony or something or...
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking
like
about.
Fantasia? Fantasia?
Same.
It might be Fantasia.
It's old
or
school, like black and white?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But that's the image that I have, personally.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Is that from-
that's we're matching brains here. That's good. So, they start. What do you do?
Great. Because they're just banging on the drums. They're not doing anything else.
They're just banging on the drums.
For now, great. I feel walk like around. Ignore. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm still walking around. Just walking to get like, to that door.
If they're ignoring us, we're ignoring them. And maybe we're just kind of like...
Are you moving quickly? Are you moving slowly?
We are moving carefully. Fastly around carefully with our... I'm using my stealth to point out the fact like where you guys should
stealth
step.
Stealth implies moving carefully and slowly.
Yeah,
I'm it's either careful or fast. It's not both.
And I'm going to point out the best steps, I think, with my stealth perception for you guys. And we're going to move around those skeletons.
Doing so allows you to both sneak for yourself and for others, but it also decreases your movement time as you start pointing things out.
Well, we are moving as fast as we can with careful movements.
Uh-oh.
Somebody pick me up!
Yeah. Trippy.
Come on, Trippy.
Come on, Trippy.
Thank you.
I would also like to point
out Trippy.
I hope you aren't concerned about leaving a trail because all of you are dripping blood and viscera.
Yeah.
Just
this
so you know.
Someone
can easily follow you through this dungeon.
We didn't find the locker rooms yet, so we're still all pretty visceral.
Yeah. You carefully
move. I want to be this way.
Yeah. This adds to our disguise.
With cat-like tread around these drum skeletons, these dead hippies. And you make your way halfway across the room, letting the tune play out, and then they all stop.
Okay.
And then they all stand up.
No! Uh-huh.
No!
And then they turn, and they are upon you.
Yeah.
Do we, when Hell we just applaud, will they go away?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Good job! Good job!
That concludes this episode of the Wolves of Zaramunda Saga on Hammercrawl. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for many more adventures to come. In the meantime, look up 1990s actress Firuza Balk on the internet. Find her on Twitter and tell her that you think she's the best Hammercrawl goddess ever. Just don't let Gary Gluten or Big Bird find out, because they might get a little jealous. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist, Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, resist cold is not so much a spell as it is a coat.